Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie. What are you today, then?
I'm a cowboy baseball player.
You look cool.
I'm a cowgirl baseball player, I should say.
What am I?
You're a Mario player. Uh-huh. The mushroom from Mario.
The mushroom, 那个蘑菇。
All right, so yesterday we taught you how to make a cute jelly bean costume.
Mm-hmm. You fill a bag, clear trash bag with bright balloons and put a jelly bean logo on the front.
You know, you can also make a grape costume like that.
葡萄装。
Mm-hmm. You can wear some purple clothes and tie purple balloons to your clothes. You can make a brown paper stem to wear as a hat.
I might try that this Halloween.
Mm-hmm. I've got lots of fun Halloween ideas. One of my other favorites is a mime. You paint your face white, and then you put silly faces on it, maybe a laughing one, and then you wear black and white. You just have to be...
Oh, silent. The whole night, right? 所以装扮成演默剧的人 this sounds cool and fun too.
Well, I've got one more Halloween costume idea for you today. Let's find out what it is now.
Halloween costumes for DIY lovers.
请在美剧朗读后一起跟着念哦 Let's go!
If you want to be scary...Why not be a mummy? This costume is easy to make. What's more, it will really make your friends scream.Instructions. Dress in all white clothes. Roll toilet paper all over your body. Don't forget to roll toilet paper around your head. Use ketchup as blood. Put this blood all over your costume.Now, it's time to start trick or treating. Keep these fun ideas in mind. When you decide on your costume this Halloween,You can be sweet, scary, or something else in between. Just remember to enjoy the night.
Roll. Roll. Tina rolled up the rope and put it in the drawer. Tina rolled up the rope and put it in the drawer. Forget. 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 Forgot. Forgotten. Don't forget to bring your umbrella today.It will likely rain later. Don't forget to bring your umbrella today. It will likely rain later. Blood. Blood. There was blood on Frank's pants after he fell down and hurt his knee. There was blood on Frank's pants after he fell down and hurt his knee. Fun. Fun. The friends played a lot of fun games at Lottie's party last weekend. The friends played a lot of fun games at Lottie's party last weekend.
So today's article starts out by saying, if you want to be scary, why not be a mummy?
如果你觉得万圣节就是要吓人，何不装扮成木乃伊呢？ Why not? 可以用来表示建议或同意。为什么不？何不？那文章里头呢，它表示的是建议的意思哦。我们先进入 Matchbox 听讲师讲解更多关于 Why not 的用法。
找亮点。Hello，Hello， 没错，又是我藏在你大脑里面，带给你快乐感觉的 Joy 乐乐啦。哎，前几天有人才邀请我一起去游乐园玩啊，这么棒的事情让我忍不住的对他说 ，Why not？ 接着呢，朋友又问我说，哎，要不要一起去看电影啊？哎，我也说了 ，Why not？ 哎，你们说。这么棒的事情怎么可以不回 why not 呢？诶，那不过它到底是什么意思啊？诶，其实啊，这是非常的简单哦。聪明的你们从字面上来说就可以直接看得出他们的意思啦。为何不 why 为何 not 不？诶，以上讲的 why not 就是表示同意啊或是赞成的意思，是不是非常的 easy 啊？而且各位知道吗，如果你今天想要建议他人怎么做，诶，其实也可以用 why not 哦，只要提供更多的讯息在 why not 的后面就可以啦。像是 why not go to the movies with me， 为什么不跟我一起去看电影呢？诶，是的，没有错，乐乐啊正在邀约你还有你还有你还有你还有你你们大家一起来跟我看电影啦。其实啊，它的规则是非常的容易的哦，只要记得 why not 后面接的是原形动词，把握住这个原则，你就可以随心所欲的使用 why not 这个东西啦。 Why not join the party？ 为什么不让一起参加派对呢？ Why not tell everyone the funny story？ 诶，为何不告诉大家这个好笑的故事呢？最后啊，其实 why not 还有另外一层意思哦，用来询问原因 why not 为何不行呢的感觉，像是诶 you can't put your bags here， 你不能把包包放在这里哦，那你可能就会回说 why not， 诶为什么不行啊。诶，这时在问问题的那个人对 A 提问是说诶为什么不可以的感觉啦，不是像我一开始所说的那种赞同的意思。以上所说的各种 why not 的用法，同学们有没有都学起来啦？ Why not practice more with your friends？ 快跟朋友们多多练习吧。 Bye！ So no more cute costumes today.
No more.
We're doing scary costumes now.
Scary, 可怕的，吓人的。如果你感到害怕，你可以说 I'm scared, or I'm afraid. 或是更害怕一点，你可以说 I'm frightened.
Right, okay. So why not be a mummy, not a mom?That's not scary.
同学们发音要注意哦，是 mummy 不是 mommy， 如果是 mommy 那就是你的妈妈咯。
Okay, so mummy and mommy, little bit different. Let's find out what the article has to say about this mummy costume. It says, this costume is easy to make.
这个服装的制作呢很简单。
Okay, so...Mummies are usually wrapped in white cloth when they're put in a tomb or a grave. And white cloth is why this costume is so easy to make. We'll find out how to do it in a minute. But first, the article tells us more about this costume. It says, what's more, it will really make your friends scream.
What's more, 而且更有意思或惊人的事情会在 what's more 后面出现，所以服装除了制作简单之外呢，还可以让你的朋友吓得尖叫。
啊！
完蛋！ Why are you making that noise?
I'm screaming.
Yeah, you're right. You're screaming. Mm-hmm. I like to scare my friends, and I like to hear them scream. Scream again.
Okay. Ah!
Thank you, Erin.
Mm-hmm. Want to make your friends scream? Here's what you do. The article gives us that long word one more time. It says instructions.
到底如何让朋友吓得尖叫呢? Instructions, 步骤说明要来咯。
Okay, now the first instruction says, dress in all white clothes.
穿全白的衣服。
Mm-hmm. Now that's easy, but you might want to wear old white clothes, though.
Why?
Not new nice ones. Now, it's an important thing to remember for any Halloween costume, mm-hmm. but especially this one. Sometimes Halloween costumes get really dirty.
Oh.
And if you wear your good clothes, uh-huh. you might need to buy new ones when you're done.
Oh, 没错，旧旧脏脏的白衣服可不会因为万圣节弄脏，而且 I think it's because mummies...They are kind of dirty, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right. They've been dead for a long time. All right, next the article tells us, roll toilet paper all over your body.
把卫生纸捆住你的全身。
So, you have to get lots and lots of toilet paper and then roll it. Now, roll is a verb here and it's spelled R-O-L-L, roll. What does it mean, though?Okay, we're talking about the verb roll. When something rolls, it turns over and over and over again. Or you can make something roll, which means that you make it turn over and over. Balls roll because they are round. Wheels also roll because they turn around and around when they move. Here's another example. Tina rolled up the rope and put it in the drawer.One more time. Tina rolled up the rope and put it in the drawer.
Roll 是卷、缠绕的意思。Tina 将绳子卷起来并放进抽屉里面。我们有一个很喜欢吃的 snack 叫做蛋卷 egg roll.
Yum. Okay, so you want to roll the toilet paper all over your body, just like that. But that's not it. The article also tells us...Don't forget to roll toilet paper around your head.
Around my whole head? Mm-hmm. 别忘了要捆住你的头哦, then you'll look like a real mummy.
Now, you don't want to forget your head. Forget is a verb and it's spelled F-O-R-G-E-T. Forget. Let's find out more about forget now. If you forget something, you don't think of itOr you can't remember it. It's easy to forget things, which is why it's a good thing to write important things down. Then you can look at your note and it will help you remember. Here's an example of forget. Don't forget to bring your umbrella today. It will likely rain later. One more time. Don't forget to bring your umbrella today.It will likely rain later.
Forget, 忘记。三态变化是呢 forget, forgot, forgotten. 那例句说呢今天不要忘了带你的雨伞哦晚一点可能会下雨。If we forget to do something, 代表我们忘记去做某事。So don't forget to bring your umbrella. 那如果我们今天讲的是 I forget doing something, 代表你忘记已经做过某事了。For example, I always forget feeding my dog, so I feed him again and again.And again. No wonder it's very fat now.
Oh.
我总是忘记有喂过我的狗狗，所以就一直喂，一直喂，一直喂，现在它就很胖。
Okay, so now you have toilet paper all over your body and your head. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's not in front of your nose, your mouth, and your eyes, though. You need to see and you need to breathe.
Right.
Okay. Well, what do you do next? The article says, use ketchup as blood.
Oh, 用番茄酱 ketchup 来当血液。
Here we use the word blood. It's a noun and it's spelled B-L-O-O-D. Let's learn more about the word blood now. Blood is the red liquid that moves around your body. Your heart pumps and makes the blood move. Now, if you cut yourself or hurt yourself, the blood will come out of your body. Sometimes, doctors take blood out of our body. They can study it to see if it's healthy or if it's making you feel sick. For example, we could say, there was blood on Frank's pants after he fell down and hurt his knee. Let's say it one more time. There was blood on Frank's pants after he fell down and hurt his knee.
Blood, 血液，它是液体哦，所以不可数。例句说呢 ，Frank 的裤子在他跌倒受伤到膝盖之后就有了血迹。那如果呢，我们在 blood 这个字的字尾加上 y, bloody, 它是一个形容词，代表到处都是血的。那如果你流血了，你当然要用一个动作来说明，那就是 bleed, B-L-E-E-D.
Okay, so what do you do with this ketchup blood? The article tells us, put this blood all over your costume.
将这些假的血，也就是 ketchup, 番茄酱，涂在你的服装上面。
You're a scary bloody mummy.
Eek! And some ants might go to you.
That's true. You don't want to wear it the next day either. The article tells us now it's time to start trick or treating.
哦，现在就可以开始去跟人家要糖果了。
Now, trick-or-treating is very popular at home in Canada. Mm-hmm. Is it popular in Taiwan?
Not really, but we do love to dress up on Halloween.
So,
what do you say when you go trick-or-treating?
Trick-or-treat? Trick-or-treat! But you can add to that. You can say, trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
Smell my feet. Mm-hmm. 闻我的脚。
Yeah. Now, trick-or-treat is really fun, and if they don't give you a treat,
what do you do with that?
You trick them.
Mm-hmm. 耍点诡计。
Yeah, you play a trick on them.
Right.
Maybe just a good trick, not a don't hurt anybody.
A nice trick?
Yeah, a nice trick. All right. Well, we're almost finished today. We've got another line in our article, though. It says, keep these fun ideas in mind when you decide on your costume this Halloween.
所以今年呢，在决定万圣节服装的时候，要记住这些有趣的点子。To keep something in mind, 也就是 to remember something, 记住某件事情。那 decide 这个动词呢，是决定。To decide on something,决定选定某事物。那如果你是要决定去做某事， you can say, I decided to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So have you decided on your costume this Halloween?
Not yet. I might be a jelly bean bag.
Okay, then I might be the mummy.
Okay. Well, we saw that you want to keep these fun ideas in mind. Fun is an adjective here, and it's spelled F-U-N.Fun. What does it mean? Let's find out. We're talking about the adjective fun. Something that's fun is something that you enjoy doing. Maybe it's fun because it makes you happy or excited, or because it makes you laugh and have a good time with family and friends. Games are fun, parks have fun things to play on, and going on trips is fun too. Here's an example sentence.The friends played a lot of fun games at Lottie's party last weekend. Let's say it one more time. The friends played a lot of fun games at Lottie's party last weekend.
Fun 这个形容词是有趣的。那例句说到呢，这群好朋友上周末在 Lottie 的派对玩了很多有趣的游戏。So they must have a lot of fun. 所以如果你问这个朋友说 How was the party? They can say I had fun、mm-hmm. or it was fun、mm-hmm. 那如果朋友们要去玩的时候你可以跟他们说 Have fun 玩得愉快啊
Okay, well、mm. lots of ways to use the word fun
Yes
You don't have to choose one of these fun ideas though The article also tells us You can be sweet, scary,or something else in between.
好、oh, 你可以是可爱的像 jelly bean, 或者是呢吓人的像 mummy, 或者是介于两者之间 in between, 就是介于两者之间的意思。
Okay, now here's the most important thing. You don't want to forget this. The article tells us, just remember to enjoy the night.
记得要享受万圣夜哦。
Okay, well, that's all the time we've got to talk about Halloween costumes. Have a good Halloween and stay safe.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Welcome back to review time. I've got a couple of different things for Elsie to do today. Mm-hmm. So we have 4 word power words.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask Elsie to give me the antonyms of 2 of these words. That means the opposite.
Oh, 就是我要给 antonyms 反义字，也就是相反意思的字。This is a little bit hard.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you an easy one to start with.
Okay.
Okay. The word I'm going to tell Elsie is remember.
Remember 是记得、那我们今天的 power words 里面有this one 记得的相反忘记嘛 forget
You got it、Alright, so the antonym of remember is forget. Here's the next one, are you ready?
Yeah.
This is so boring.
很无聊很无聊的相反就是有聊很好玩很有趣 Fun
Fun!
F-U-N.
The antonym of boring is fun.
Right.
Okay. Now I'm going to give Elsie the definition of a word power, and I want her to guess the word power word.
So no more antonyms.
No more antonyms.
Okay, 现在是要给我意思,我要猜字啊。Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I want you to tell me...What something does when it turns over and over and over?
Roll.
That's right. Roll. R-O-L-L. The ball rolls. Okay. Are you ready?
Do I have one more?
You've got one more.
Okay.
This is something that is red and it moves around in your body.
在你的身体里面流窜，那就是血液 blood.
You got it. That was an easy one. All right, guys. You guys can play this game too. It's super easy. You don't need anything to do it except the words in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to say goodbye. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Halloween costumes for DIY lovers.
If you want to be scary, why not be a mummy? This costume is easy to make. What's more, it will really make your friends scream. Instructions: Dress in all white clothes. Roll toilet paper all over your body. Don't forget to roll toilet paper around your head.Use ketchup as blood. Put this blood all over your costume. Now, it's time to start trick or treating. Keep these fun ideas in mind when you decide on your costume this Halloween. You can be sweet, scary, or something else in between. Just remember to enjoy the night.
Roll. Roll. Tina rolled up the rope and put it in the drawer. Tina rolled up the rope and put it in the drawer. Forget. 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 Forgot. Forgotten. Don't forget to bring your umbrella today.It will likely rain later. Don't forget to bring your umbrella today. It will likely rain later. Blood. Blood. There was blood on Frank's pants after he fell down and hurt his knee. There was blood on Frank's pants after he fell down and hurt his knee. Fun. Fun. The friends played a lot of fun games at Lottie's party last weekend. The friends played a lot of fun games at Lottie's party last weekend.